أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا أمنتم فمن تمتع بالعمرة إلى الحج فما استيسر من الهدي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues discussing the laws of Hajj and Umrah. Yesterday, just to recap, Allah spoke about the obligatory nature of completing Hajj and Umrah once it was started as a voluntary act. Allah then spoke about the incident where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba were restricted after entering into a state of ihram and they were barred from entering into Makkatul Mukarramah. Allah spoke of the hadi animal. Allah then spoke about the restriction of shaving and removing the hair of the head and the hair from other body parts. Allah then spoke about the concession given to the one who shaves his head during the state of ihram due to illness or due to some suffering of the head. Allah then spoke about the penalty that he also has to pay. Moving on, Allah says, فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ. When you are safe, meaning you have entered into ihram and you are safe, there are no restrictions, there is no enemy before you, like you and I today, alhamdulillah, when we perform umrah or we perform hajj. This is called فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ. You are going in a state of safety, security, no restrictions, nothing between you and the haram. Allah explains now different types of hajj and umrah. Allah says, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِ. To understand this, let us understand the different types of hajj that you get. The first type of hajj is known as Hajjul Ifrad. Hajjul Ifrad is where a person makes niyyah and intention to perform hajj only during the days of hajj, during the months of hajj. Which are the months of hajj? Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. These are the months of hajj. So during these months of hajj, he goes and he performs hajj only, ifrad. From the miqat, when he puts on the ihram, he makes his intention. He says, Allahumma inni uridu al-hajja, fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni. No hajj and umrah, only hajj. And after performing hajj, he returns home. So no umrah performed. That is ifrad. The second type of umrah, hajj is known as tamattu'. Tamattu' is a person combines, in one journey he combines umrah and hajj with two separate ihrams. So he goes first at the miqat, he makes niyyah, he puts on the ihram, he makes niyyah, Allahumma inni uridu al-umrah. He makes niyyah of umrah only. He goes, he performs umrah. After he performs the tawaf between the sa'i, between Safa and Marwa, he goes, he shaves his head, he comes out of a state of ihram, and then he waits for the days of hajj. When the days of hajj arrives, he puts on a new ihram. He goes to the miqat. For example, if he's in Mecca, he'll go to Masjid Tan'im, Masjid Aisha. He'll go there, he puts on ihram, and now he makes niyyah for hajj. Allahumma inni uridu al-hajj. So he's performed hajj and umrah in one journey with two different ihrams. Qiran, which is the best type of hajj, is he performs umrah and hajj in one journey with the same ihram. So at the miqat, he makes the niyyah. What's the intention? The miqat is the boundary you're not allowed to cross unless you are in a state of ihram. So him at the miqat, he makes the niyyah. Allahumma inni uridu al-hajja wal-umrata. Oh Allah, with this ihram, I'm going to perform hajj and umrah. So he goes, he performs the rituals of umrah. After sa'i between Safa and Marwa, he does not shave his head. He does not come out of the state of ihram. In that same state of ihram, he'll wait for hajj. Then he'll perform all the rituals and the rites of hajj. Then only after tawaf al-ziyara, the last obligatory of hajj, then only will he come out of ihram. This is the best type because it is the most difficult. It is known as qiran. Now Allah speaks of these two types of hajj, the qiran and the tamattu', not the ifrad, not the one that where you only performing hajj. Allah says, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْعُمْرَةِ. So whosoever combines umrah ila al-hajj, فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ, then whatever animal is available, he must slaughter. You know, on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, there are four obligatory acts that we engage on. To understand them, we combine the beginning letters of each act. It will sound as Ranhat. Ranhat. What do we do on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah? Is Rami, you go for the pelting, then Nahar, the slaughtering, then Halaq, removing the head, and then Tawafu Ziyara, Ranhat. These are the four acts that we engage in. So there's a slaughtering that takes place, correct? After Rami, after pelting, there is a slaughtering of an animal. That slaughtering of an animal is compulsory upon whom? Allah says, the one who combined Umrah and Hajj. Why? we call it damu shukr. That is not your qurbani. That slaughtering is not your qurbani. That is damu shukr. Damu shukr, it is the animal that you are offering as a sacrifice out of gratitude that Allah gave you the ability to combine Umrah and Hajj in one journey. And that is what Allah speaks of over here. So the one who is doing ifrad, who is doing Hajj only, no Umrah, there is no slaughtering for such a person. Because he has not combined two ibadahs. Allah says, فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ, the one who combines Umrah and Hajj, فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ, then it is compulsory upon him to offer an animal, a sacrifice, whatever animal is available, a goat, a sheep, or a camel. فَمَا اسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْهَدْيِ, and this is known as دَمُ الشُّكْرِ. فَمَا لَمْ يَجِدْ, a person cannot afford an animal. He cannot slaughter an animal. So what must he do? Allah says, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ, such a person must fast for 3 days during the days of Hajj. He knows he can't afford this animal, and he performed Hajj Tamattu or Hajj Qiran. So Allah says he must fast for 3 days during the days of Hajj. Before the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, he must fast for 3 days. That is the penalty, right? Because he cannot afford that animal. وَالسَّبْعَةٍ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ, and then another 7 days when he comes back home. So 3 days during the days of Hajj, and another 7 days after the days of Hajj. تِلْكَ عَشَرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ, Allah says that is 10 all in all. He must fast for 10 days. If he does not fast for those 3 days before the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, he does not fast for those 3 days during the days of Hajj, then it becomes compulsory upon him to slaughter an animal. There is no other alternative. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَهْلُهُ حَاضِرِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ, but who is allowed to do this? Who is allowed to combine Hajj and Umrah? Allah says, ذَلِك, that is allowed for the one whose family is not living within the precincts of Masjidul Haram. See, you have the Haram, which is the most sacred location, the Haram. Beyond the Haram, up to the Miqat. What is the Miqat again? There are 5 different Miqats. Miqat, anyone proceeding towards the Haram has to cross the Miqat. But you're not allowed to cross the Miqat and enter into the Haram without being in a state of Ihram. That point is Miqat. Like when you leave Medina, the Miqat from Medina is Dhul Hulayfa. Dhul Hulayfa. You stop at Dhul Hulayfa, or as you are passing there, you make your niyyah. So you have the Haram, then you have the Miqat. Those living in the Haram and those living between the Haram and the Miqat, that area is known as Hil. Haram up to Miqat, that area is known as Hil. Those living in the Haram and those living in the Hil, beyond the Miqat, before the Haram, they not allowed to combine. They not allowed to combine. Those living beyond the Miqat, for example in Medina or any other part of the world, beyond the Miqat, they allowed to combine. Why? Because those living in the Haram or those living in the Hil, before or beyond the Miqat, those living in that area and in that location, it's easy for them to come back to do Umrah and then come back for Hajj. But those living beyond the Miqat, outside of the Miqat, for them it's difficult just to come and do Hajj and then make a separate journey to come and do Umrah. So Allah says, ذَلِكَ, combining the two is allowed for who? For the one whose family lives within the precincts of al-Masjid al-Haram. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, Allah says, fear Allah, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, and know very well that Allah is severe in punishment. These are the laws that I have set and put in place for you. Do not knowingly go against these laws and these rules, for certainly you should understand that Allah is severe in retribution. May Allah grant us the understanding.